Maharaj, the last time we jumped to verse 18, so can we do verse 18?
也许吧，
对。
我看。
好，把困难吃音，服务员已聆听。今天有卡布什索米给我们讲解佛家本。
Chapter 9 still.
Yes，我家梵歌第九章第十八十节。
Yeah, we didn't do that one. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Janabalava Giribharada Gopi Janabalava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Bhava Giribharada Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Kunja Vihara Okay, we're on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 18.
今天讲解佛家梵歌第九章第十八十节。
Krishna is continuing to say different things about himself.
Krishna 继续讲有关于他自己的方方面面。
Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi.
Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi.
Nivasa Sharanam Surit Prabhava Alayastanam Nidanam Bijam Avyayam Gatir Bharata Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Surit Prabhavak Pralayastanam Nidanam Bijam Avyayam Gatir Bharata Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Surit Prabhavak Pralayastanam Nidanam Bijam Avyayam. Okay. I'll just read the word for word. Gati.
Gati.
Goal.
目标.
Bharta.
Bharta.
Sustainer.
维系者.
Sakshi.
Sakshi.
Witness.
见证者.
Nivasa.
Nivasa.
Abode.
居所.
Sharanam.
Sharanam.
Refuge.
庇护者.
Surit.
Surit.
Most intimate friend.
最亲密的朋友.
Prabhava.
Prabhava.
Creation.
创造.
Pralaya.
Pralaya.
Dissolution.
毁灭.
Sthanam.
Sthanam.
Ground.
根基.
Nidanam.
Nidanam.
Resting place.
栖息的地方.
Bijam.
Bijam.
Seed.
种子.
Avyayam. Imperishable.
不可毁灭的.
Translation. I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything. I am the resting place and the eternal seed.
一本. 我是目标维系者主人见证者居所庇护者最亲密的朋友我是创造也是毁灭我是万物的根基是栖止之地也是永恒的种子。Purport.
Gati means the destination where we want to go, but the ultimate goal is Krishna. Although people do not know it, one who does not know Krishna is misled, and his so-called progressive march is either partial or hallucinatory. There are many who make it their destination in different demigods, and by a rigid performance of the strict respective methods, they reach different planets known as Chandraloka, Suryaloka, Indraloka, Maharloka, etc. But all such lokas or planets, being creations of Krishna, are simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna. Such planets, being manifestations of Krishna's energy, are also Krishna. But actually, they serve only as a step forward in realization of Krishna. To approach the different energies of Krishna is to approach Krishna indirectly. One should directly approach Krishna, for that will save time and energy. For example, if there is a possibility of going to the top of the building by the help of an elevator, why should one go by the staircase step by step? Everything is resting on Krishna's energy. Therefore, without Krishna's shelter, nothing can exist. Krishna is the supreme ruler because everything belongs to him and everything exists on his energy. Krishna, being situated in everyone's heart, is the supreme witness. The residences, countries, or planets on which we live are also Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate goal or shelter. Therefore, one should take shelter of Krishna, either for protection or for annihilation of his distress. Whenever we have to take protection, we should know that our protection must be a living force. Krishna is the supreme living entity. And since Krishna is the source of our generation, or the Supreme Father, no one can be a better friend than Krishna, nor can anyone be a better well-wisher. Krishna is the original source of every creation and the ultimate rest after annihilation. Krishna is therefore the eternal cause of all causes. Finish.
要指梵文发起一词是指我们想要去的目的地，最终极的目标是 Krishna。尽管人们并不知道，不认识 Krishna 的人已被误导，那种所谓的进步不是不完全的，就是幻想的。有许多人以不同的泛神人为他们的目的地，遵循严格的方法，他们最终能到达不同的星宿，如Chandraloka 或 Suryaloka、 Indraloka 或 Mahaloka 等，但这些星宿都是 Krishna 创造的，同时是 Krishna 又不是 Krishna。 这些星宿作为 Krishna 能量的展示也是 Krishna， 但实际上他们只是通向觉悟 Krishna 的方向迈进一步而已，接近 Krishna 的能量只是间接的走向 Krishna。 人应该直接的走进 Krishna， 这会节约时间和精力。比方说，如果乘电梯可直达房顶，那又何苦拾级而上呢？一切都依赖 Krishna 的能量，所以没有 Krishna 的庇护，任何东西都无法存在。 Krishna 是至高无上的统治者，因为一切都属于他，都依靠他的能量而存在。 Krishna 居于众生心中，所以又是至高无上的见证者。我们的住所、我们的国家、我们的生活的国度以及星宿也都是 Krishna。Krishna 是脱壁的最高目标，因此人应该脱壁于 Krishna， 寻求保护，或寻求消除烦恼。当我们要寻求保护时，我们应该明白，保护我们的必然是一股生命力。Krishna 是至尊生物，他是我们这一代的根源，是至尊的父亲，但没有比 Krishna 更好的朋友了，也没有比他更好的祝愿者了。Krishna 是创造的始源，是毁灭之后最终的息止之地，所以说 Krishna 是永恒的万缘之源。 Hare Krishna。
Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha Shunyava Pashyacha Desu Tarim Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. All right. So this is carrying on with this Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, which is what we have to accept and understand.
这里再继续讲有关于不可思议的记忆记忆哲学。
Krishna is simultaneously the same and different.
Krishna 同时既是一样的，又是有区别的。
So the fortunate person who has some spiritual mercy can understand that. The scientist, it doesn't make sense to them.
那些记忆的人由于得到一些灵性的仁慈，所以能够理解这一点，但是对于科学家而言，他们却很难理解。
So, Gati means Gatir Bharta, I'm the supreme destination, the goal, supreme goal.
Gati Bharta 的意思是我是至尊的目的地。
So,there's a lot of talk now in business and life coaching or whatever, goal setting, set goals. But they don't know what the goal is.
现在商业社会或者是人们的生活都在强调应该要有要树立目标。那么到底什么是真正的目标呢？
Religious teachings have always been teaching that the goal of life is to love and serve God.
这些宗教的教导总是在讲人生的或者生命的目标应该是培养对神的爱。
But now it's like, okay, set your goal. In 5 years, I want to make so much money. I want to live in such and such a house. I want to have a certain kind of car. Those kind of goals. But those goals are leading on to hell.
但是现在人们所具的目标，比如说五年之内我要赚多少钱，我要在哪里哪里住，或者是我要有怎么样的一辆车，而这些目标其实只不过把人带向地狱而已。
The real goal is to get to Krishna, so whatever other goals we set day by day, should be keeping us on the path to the ultimate goal, to the top, to Krishna.
真正的目标是达到 Krishna。我们日常生活当中每天所确定的目标，终极而言都应该是能够达到这个最高的，通向 Krishna 的路上达到最高的 Krishna 这个目标。
So that Krishna is a goal. People don't know that. If you ask many people what is your goal in life, they never thought about that.
所以 Krishna 是目标，但是呢，人们并不知道。如果你去问别人你的目标是什么，他们不会这样回答。
Because life means death. Anyone who's alive, they're going to die. So the ultimate goal should be what's going to happen after I die.
因为有生必有死，生存就意味着死亡。那总体而言，我们的目标应该是。在我死了以后，应该要去到哪里？
So one who doesn't know Krishna is misled. That's the Bhagavatam says in Kali Yuga, people are unfortunate and misled.
就好像在国家梵歌当中讲到，在卡利年代，人们非常的不幸，而且被误导。
Like Krishna says, the demons, they think that to enjoy the senses until, you know,all your life and until the end of life, that is the real goal of life.
就是那些恶魔们，他们把感官享乐当做这一生的目标。
Even in India, Prabhupada mentions one, Charak Muni. It was quite some long time ago, but he is atheist.
就好像是在印度 ，Prabhupada 经常引述 Charak Muni 他的话语。他是生活在很久之前，但他是一位有神论者。
And they teach his teachings in the schools, but He's saying you only live once, so you know, do whatever you can to enjoy life now. Get good food, get all the pleasure you want.
对不起，他是一位无神论者。Maharaj, the name Charvaka Muni.
Charvak.
叫 Charvaka Muni. 他是一位无神论者。他在学校里教导说，人只有一生。人的生命只有一生，所以得及时享乐，能吃就吃，能喝就喝。
So, by mercy, some people that are somehow humble or get this special benediction can appreciate this understanding that everything is, Krishna is everything, but everything is not Krishna.
那些非常谦逊的人，由于仁慈，他们能够理解，其实一切都是 Krishna。
So, not so many anymore, but previously, you know, people in the mode of goodness, they want to go to heavenly planet where they can get nicer pleasure and no longer life and no sickness and all that.
就是他们能够理解 Krishna 一切都是Krishna 就是一切，而并不是一切都是 Krishna。那么在以前的年代到现在，当然现在这样的人并不多了，以前年代处在善良心态中的人，他们渴望能够升到天堂星宿，在那里享受更好的更长的寿命，更好的生活，没有衰老等等。
But that's all temporary also.
但实际上这些都是短暂的。
Can bewilder us from understanding Krishna.
而且会迷惑我们，使我们无法理解 Krishna.
So one should directly approach Krishna. That's quicker and better.
所以一个人应该直接去接近 Krishna， 这样子会更直接，条路更好。
So Prabhupada says, if there's an elevator, then Why should we climb the steps unless we're just trying to get some exercise?
释迦牟尼说，既然有电梯，又何苦要爬楼梯呢？除非是一个人想得到体育锻炼。
But now in these buildings where it's 20 floors or 50 floors, it's very difficult to climb the stairs.
但现在的高楼动不动就是20层、50层，所以要爬楼梯实在是很辛苦。
The elevator can go really fast.
而电梯实在是要快很多。
So bhakti, taking directly to bhakti is like getting the elevator through the yoga ladder.
所以采取风儿瑜伽的道路，就好像在瑜伽阶梯上坐电梯一样。
You're automatically doing all the things, meditating and focusing the mind and all the different things that are on the steps up to the yoga ladder by practicing bhakti, we're doing all those things.
通过修习分爱，我们自然是会做所有这个瑜伽阶梯当中其他步骤当中所要做的事情，比如说冥想、专注等等。
We're doing jnana and karma, cultivating knowledge, but knowledge of Krishna.
同时我们既做了活动瑜伽，又做了智慧思辨瑜伽，我们培养知识，并且知道这些知识都是来自于 Krishna， 都是 Krishna。
The Bhagavatam also has so much knowledge of the material world and how it's working, how it's created.
在圣殿博伽瓦坛当中包含了那么多的知识，有关于宇宙的创造、运作等等。
Psychology.
还有心理学。
But in relation to Krishna.
而这些知识都是与 Krishna 相关的。
So that's makes it meaningful to know that Krishna is behind all this. Otherwise, it has no value at the end of life.
如果我们理解这些知识的背后是 Krishna, 那么这些知识才有意义，否则的话都毫无价值。
Prabhupada told one story and then devotees made drama. to illustrate this.
圣巴帕德他指导奉献者排演话剧的时候，他这样讲道。
He was a very proud British scholar, and he was going somewhere in India to give talks.
那人们都会为自己是一位大学者而沾沾自喜，然后去印度各个地方讲学。
So he had to go across a river, you know, in a simple boatman pushing the boat across the river.
有一个学者他就是很有学问，所以他很骄傲。那么有一次呢，他就要渡河，就是要坐船渡到河的对岸去。
So the boatman was, you know, just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, going across the river.
那么这个船夫呢，他只知道念 Hare Krishna.
So this professor said, hey, Mr. Boatman, do you know anything about, you know, quantum mechanics or something?
那么在这个航船的过程当中呢，这个船夫一直在念 Hare Krishna。这个大学者就问船夫啊，你只知道念 Hare Krishna， 你知不知道化学呀？你懂不懂化学
？Said no, I don't know anything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then after a while, said, do you know about, you know, chemistry or I don't know what, you know, different big subjects?
然后船夫说，哦，我不懂化学耶 ，Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna。然后过了一会儿，那个学者就问。那你懂这个数学或者其他的一些很重要的学科吗
？Said your life is 25% wasted. Your life is 50% wasted.
前面他说完以后，你的他说如果你不懂，那么你的生命就25%给浪费了。然后第二次问的时候，船夫又说不懂，他就说你的生命50%都浪费了。
Do you know anything about evolution or something? You know, your life is 75%.
然后他又问你懂不懂进化论呢？然后船夫说不懂。然后他又说，学者又说，那你75%的生命都浪费了。
So then a big storm came, and the waves were splashing over the boat and tipping over.
然后这个时候呢，突然刮起了一阵狂风，然后把那小船呢，摇得颠颠簸簸，好像要翻船的样子。
They were getting knocked off the boat.
最后呢，把船给掀翻了，吹翻了。
The boatman said, "Professor, do you know how to swim?"
于是船夫就问这个学者，啊，教授，您懂怎么游泳吗
？No, I don't know how to swim.
然后那个学者就说：“哎呀，我不知道怎么游泳啊。”
Said your life is 100% wasted.
于是船夫就说：“那你的生命100%都浪费了。”
But one devotee made the ending of the play different. So the boatman rescued the professor, and then the professor also started chanting Hare Krishna.
有人就把这个结局改了一下，就是。最后船夫把这个教授给救了上岸，然后这个教授也开始念诵 Hare Krishna 了。
So the point is, no matter how much we know what our position is in the material world, how much money we have, how much prestige, how many awards we've gotten for pious activities, if we don't know Krishna at the time of death, then it's all finished.
所以这个要点就是，无论我们在世上挣了多少钱，有怎样的名望地位，接受过怎样的教育，如果我们在死亡的时候不知道可是的，那么所有这一切都是没有意义的。
So Krishna is the best friend, he's the best well-wisher, he's the source of everything.
所以他是最好的朋友，最好的助缘者，他是一切当中的最优者。
And after this body is annihilated, all we have is Krishna.
它是一切的源头。当这个躯体消亡的时候 ，Sorry, Maharaj.
So Krishna is listing many things, and we'll go back to the sloka. He's the goal. He's the sustainer. Everything is going on because of Krishna.
所以在这里 Krishna 他举出很多他是什么，他是目标，他是维系者，一切之所以能够维持都是因为有 Krishna。
He's the master.
他是主人。
There's many masters, you know, we have bosses, we have, you know, whatever, but Krishna is the supreme master. They're all just Krishna's representatives.
我们生活当中有很多主人，比如说我们的老板啊，我们的领导啊等等，但是 Krishna 是最高的主人。
He's the witness.
他是见证者。
The super soul. Krishna says,Everywhere are my eyes and ears, and I, that's the way I know, I see and know everything.
他是超灵 Krishna 说就是我的眼耳无处不在，我能够看见并知道所有的一切。
So Krishna is in the heart, so he not only sees everything we're seeing and hears everything we're hearing, he knows everything we're thinking, he knows all our desires.And then he's arranging everything according to those desires.
Krishna, 他住在我们心中，他不仅能够看见所有我们看见的，听见我们所有听见的，他还知道我们所有的想法跟愿望，而且根据我们的愿望做出种种安排。
He's the abode, he's the resting place. We can't, whatever we have, our abode is our house or something, but it's really Krishna. It's all his energy.
他还是居所，就是无论我们有什么样的房子，有什么样的庇护之处，但其实这一切都是 Krishna 的能量。
It's the refuge, in, you know, the last place where we get safety, protection.
他是庇护者，就是是我们得到最终求助的地方。
He's really our best friend because he sticks with us no matter what.
而且他真的是我们最好的朋友，因为无论我们去到哪里，他永远陪伴着我们。
He'll go with the soul even into the pig body or anything, any conditions.
即便是我们落进了猪的躯体当中，他也会跟灵魂在一起，在任何。
And he'll help us any time we ask for help, Krishna will give it.
而且任何时候当灵魂向他求救的时候，他都会提供帮助。
So Krishna says he is the best friend of everyone.
所以 Krishna 说他是每一生物的最好的朋友。
And a devotee is also the best friend of everyone.
而奉献者也是所有生物最好的朋友。
Surit Sarva Bhutanam, the devotee is the best friend of everyone.
Surit Sarva Bhutanam, 奉献者也是每个生物最好的朋友。
He's a creation and the annihilation.
他是创造也是毁灭。
This material world, the universe is created and annihilated again and again.
在这个物质与世界，宇宙不断的创造，也在不断的毁灭。
Our bodies are created and annihilated.
我们的躯体也是被创造又毁灭。
By the force of time.
随着时间的作用。
Time is all powerful. Nobody can stop time.
时间是如此有力量，没有人可以阻止时间。
When I was young, my neighbor, he was older, and he was kind of, he was a bad boy.
Sorry, Maharaj.
My friend, he was living next to me. He was a little older than me, and he was a bad boy.
Maharaj 还是小的时候呢，他们隔壁邻居，就是有个男孩子，年纪比他大，但是呢，那男孩子老干坏事，是个坏孩子。
And I would go with him sometimes.
有时候，那 Maharaj 他就跟这个他跟他那个。邻居一起出去。
So I remember one time, you know, we stayed out too late, you know, parents wanted us back.
有一次呢，他们在外面玩的很晚。
So he, on his wristwatch, he put it back 1 hour.
然后呢他就故意把自己家里的钟啊往后就是自己手表往后拨了一个小时。
So he got home, his father was angry, he said, no, no, it's not late. He showed his watch. But the time was going on anyway, you can't stop the time.
回到家他爸爸就很生气，然后他就跟他爸爸说，看看我的手表时间慢了一个小时，不是那么晚啊。然后实际上他看起来好像把时间阻止了，但是时间本身他是不受阻挡的。
We can't go back in time.
我们不能再回到过去。
We did, you know.
再回到过去，我们
do it over again.
再做一次。
Sometimes people think, oh, if I could do it over again, I would do everything different.
经常人会想啊，如果我能回到过去的话，那么我肯定会不会这样做事情的。但是实际上不可能。
Starting now, we should do everything different, which means we should try to engage in Christian service all the time.
而现在我们决心应该以不同的方式去做事情。意味着我们应该全心全意的投入于 Krishna 知觉的服务。
So Krishna said the same things in other verses and he just keeps saying because there's not that much different things to be known but we by Bhagavad Gita and then in Bhagavatam we just keep learning the same thing from different perspective and different ways of understandingso that we can finally really understand it, really surrender to Krishna.
那么薄伽梵歌也好，薄伽瓦檀也好，其中所讲的知识并不是非常的多，而是反复的从不同角度讲授相似的道理，以便让我们能够充分理解。
And he is the basis of everything.
而 Krishna 他是万物的根基。
Aham sarvasya prabhavo matat sarvam pravartate. I am, everything comes from me and I am the origin of everything.
一切都来源于我，我是万物的始源。
Lord Brahma prays the same way, Lord Shiva, all the demigods, everybody knows that.
主 Brahma 就是他们主布拉玛也这样祈祷，主释迦等等圣贤，他们也都知道这一点。
And he is the resting place and the eternal seed, Bijamam Sarvabhutanam. I am the original seed.
他是栖止之地，也是永恒的种子。
You know, there's a seed that's planted by the man into the woman, and then the baby grows in all different species.
就是当雄性的生物把精子投入到雌性的生物体中，那么所有的其他种各种各样种类物种的这个胎儿或者是后代就产生了。
For all the plants, you know, there's a seed. He's the original seed that started everything.
所有的植物都有种子靠种子来繁殖，而 Krishna 他是最原初的种子。
So, you know, this is inconceivable, but that's Krishna. He's inconceivable. Nobody can think of such a thing. No science, no imaginary thing. You have to hear about it from Krishna.
这些都是不可思议的事情，没有科学家可以证明，也就是只有通过聆听才能够才能够了解这些事情。
Okay, so let's see if there's any questions.
好，我们来看一下今天我们有没有问题。Maharaj, on Wednesday evening, there are several questions left.
Yeah, whatever questions you have.
好，那么我们上星期三的时候还有一些问题没有提吧。有两个问题哈，一个是Harivamsa Prabhu的问题，月球、太阳、土星等星球上有通过超高清望远镜可以观察到的居民吗？薄伽梵歌中说，水里、土里都有灵魂和生物，可以理解。 佛力有灵魂就很难理解，有可能登上月球，但我们肉眼看不到他们吗？Maharaj, and if I very high, very clear, how to say, telescope, one can observe the residence on moon, sun, or other planet. In Bhagavad Gita, it said that even in water, in earth, there's souls and living entities. It is understandable. But it is that even in the fire, there's souls. So it's quite, I cannot understand. If we land on the moon, is there any living entities which is out of our seeing?
Yeah, the moon is a heavenly planet.
的确，月球是天堂星球。
But it's subtle, so our vision we can't see.
啊，但是呢，因为它非常精微，所以呢，我们的视野是看不见的。
And just like an ordinary magician, they can make you see something that's not there, and they can make you not see something that is there.
就好像一个普通的魔术师，他就都可以让你一会儿看见某些东西，一会儿又看不见。
So the one to speak of the demigods, they can just, you know, make it look like there's nothing there for the human, if they even can go there. Probably they can't really go there, but.
更何况是半神人了，他们。可以让你人在那里却看不到他们的存在。那即便是人们登上了月球，那很有可能实际上人们没有登上月球。
So we're not interested to see all that stuff actually. We want to see Krishna.
但实际上我们对于看见这些其他星球上的居民生物并不感兴趣。我们感兴趣的是你时时处处都看到 Krishna。
And Krishna kindly is appearing in the form of his holy name, so we can perceive by, see Krishna by hearing.
Krishna 非常仁慈，他以圣名的形式显现，所以我们可以实际上最终可以通过圣名看到 Krishna.
We don't see Krishna by ordinary eyes.
我们不可能通过普通的肉眼看见 Krishna.
You see with the ears. We hear about Krishna, then we can see Krishna.
我们是通过耳朵来听 Krishna, 来听见 Krishna 的。我们通过聆听，最终能够理解 Krishna.
All right.
可以吗？Maharaj, and even in the fire, there's living entities. It seems inconceivable.
Yeah, it is inconceivable.For us, you know, we can believe that there's living entities in the water because we see the fish and everything.
的确，在火里也有灵魂，这有生物，这很难理解，就不可思议。那当然，比方说在水里，我们可以看到有鱼在流动，所以呢，我们可以理解水里可以有生物。
There's also many living entities in the water that we cannot see.
但仍然水里有很多生物是我们看不见的。
Many microscopic things, you know.
只有通过一些显微镜才能看清。
So, you know, by the microscope now we can see some of them, we don't see everything.
然而通过显微镜我们也只能看到水里的部分生物，不是什么都能看见。
So,We haven't been able to see those things yet, but we take, there's souls everywhere. The sun planet is also a heavenly planet with buildings and people and everything. It's just nothing but fire, but the things are made out of fire. It's hard to, we can't, you know, it's inconceivable, that's Krishna. Even the material world is inconceivable.
但我们所听到的是灵魂它无处不在。那么在太阳星球上 也有各种各样的房屋啊、楼宇啊、居民啊，但是他们都是由火元素组成的，所以呢我们是看不见的。
If somebody would have said 50 years ago that, you know, there's going to be this internet and millions of people can be communicating with each other at the same time, nobody would believe that.
比如在50年前，如果有人说会有一样东西叫互联网，然后世界各地的人可以在同时交流通话，那么人们会觉得这是不可思议的。
You know, airplane, they were, scientists were convinced it's impossible to build a machine that could fly.
比如说不是很久以前那人科学家提出来有一个种机器能够在空中飞，那么这个被人们也看成是不可思议的事情。
But now there's so many.
但现在飞机那么普遍。
Okay.
Okay.
Krishna, it's more inconceivable that Krishna is in the heart of every living entity and every atom and everything. But maybe we can say, yeah, sure. But, you know, we're accepting it on the authority of the scripture. So we accept all of it. And so many things we find descriptions of the material world in the Shastra are so accurate, even far ahead of modern science. So we accept these things. We can't understand it, but we know.
那 Krishna 是最不可思议的，他居住所有众的心中，存在每个原子当中，所以这一切就是我们是通过经典来了解的，经典当中对于很多事情的叙述讲述是非常精确的，即便是现代科学家也无法研究的那么透彻，所以我们只是通过经典来了解这些不可思议的事情。
So any other question?
Yes, and the question is that, Sumukiratama, 他是上星期三的问题。您说有些灵魂会永远选择留在这里，即物质世界中，是吗？他们随着宇宙的生灭进入 Mahavishnu 体内，然后随着宇宙诞生再度投生，是吗？他们是物质世界的常住人口吗？There are some souls, they, choose to live in this material forever. When theUniverse manifested, they take birth again. When the universe annihilates, they come back into Mahavishnu's body. So they are the perpetual, eternal residents in this material world, right?
If they want to be, but generally, somehow or other, eventually, they'll get rescued because Krishna wants to get everybody out. So,
这些永远留在这个物质世界，就是如果生物体它希望能够、渴望能够永远留在物质世界的话，那么有可能会是这样子。但是终极而言，总是会有种方式他们会回去，是因为 Krishna 他希望所有生物都能够回归家园。
Okay.
你可以
Don't think about, you know, think about the eternal residence of the spiritual world.
不要多想这些要多想想在灵性世界的永恒居所。
Don't worry, you know, we should worry about the ones who are stuck in the material world and be trying to get them out, you know, by chanting the holy name and giving whatever we can to help people.But let's meditate on the eternal residence of the spiritual world.
我们不要过多去冥想，永远的留在这个物质世界。我们应该冥想在灵性世界的永恒的居民。我们应该想着如何把物质世界的人们通过教告诉他们唱诵圣名，离开这个物质世存在。Okay, next question.
Okay.
下一个问题来自 Free and Easy. 啊，顶拜老师和翻译感恩您的精彩讲课。多感女神也是 Krishna 吗？她既是掌管物质能量，也掌管高等的灵性能量吗？Obeisance to you, Maharaj, and Durga Devi also Krishna is Krishna, and he take charge of the material energy and the spiritual energy, right?
Durga is in charge of the material energy. So ultimately, it's Krishna, but you know, with Srishti, Stuti, Pralaya, Sadhana. Durga, she's creating and maintaining and annihilating in the material world, but it's really Krishna. She's empowered by Krishna.
Durga 女神她掌管物质能量，那么总体而言她也是 Krishna。那么她就是掌管这个物质世界的创造、维系跟毁灭。
Alright.
And even the spiritual energy, no? 好，下一个问题还是 Yoga, 那个 free and easy. 有 Mahamaya 和 Yoga Maya, 我们还有自己的自由意愿。那是不是我们既可以选择和物质的能量连接，也可以选择和灵性的能量连接？那是不是就是说我们在跟低等能量链接时就被 Mahamaya 覆盖，在跟高等能量链接时就被 Yoga Maya 覆盖。谢谢您的解答，顶拜大家。There's Mahamaya and Yoga Maya, and we also have our free will. That means that we can choose to connect with material energy, and choose to connect with spiritual energy. If we connect
ultimately,
with
that's only free will.
的确，这总结而言，这取决于我们的自由意愿。
We're thinking, I have so much free will. I can choose where I want to go for holiday. I can choose which kind of food I will eat. I can choose who I will marry. But actually, we're being controlled by the modes of nature.
我们自以为自己有很多的自由意愿，我可以选择去哪里度假，我可以选择吃什么东西，我可以选择怎么样的伴侣，但实际上我们都是被物质自然形态所控制的。
The only really choice we have, will I serve Maya or serve Krishna? Yoga Maya or Mahamaya? Which Maya will I take?
然而我们实际上真正所有的自由意愿的表现就是我选择服务 Maya 还是 Krishna， 也就是说我选择在 Mahamaya 下控制下还是在 Yoga Maya 控制下。
Alright
可以吗？Maharaj another question OK
yeah。
好，下一个问题还是 free and easy 的问题。老师说超灵总和我们在一起，能够看得见我们的愿望，那为什么他有的时候满足我们的愿望，有的时候又不满足呢？是因为我们太贪心了吗？ Maharaj, you say that the super soul are always with us and he can witness our desire. But why sometimes he satisfied our desire and sometimes not? So because that we are too greedy?
Well, sometimes it doesn't satisfy them immediately.
有时候 Krishna 他超灵他或者 Krishna 他不是立刻就满足我们的愿望。
Where if someone's trying to be a devotee, and we have stupid desires, he may not fulfill those. He's trying to help us.
比如说有的人他想努力想成为奉献者，但是呢他还是会有他仍然有一些愚蠢的愿望，所以呢 Krishna 他不会满足这些愿望，以便他能够更专注于做奉献服务。
So we've had so many desires for many lifetimes, and those are the most recent ones, and maybe, you know, we have to wait.
就是我们从过去的生世当中积累了很多很多愿望，那么这些愿望要实现的话，我们需要等待。
But once someone is trying to be a devotee, then Krishna, you know, he tries to help us. So he tries, you know, to redirect our desires. This is the process of yoga, to change the desires from material to spiritual.
然而当一个人他开始成为圣者，那么他就开始把他的愿望转物质愿望转为灵性的愿望。
All right.
OK, 好，我们来看下一个问题。
Thank you very much.
Maharaj, another question.
OK.
OK, 还是福原的一些问题。时间就是 Krishna, 我们无法控制时间，但是我们可以控制时间的使用方式。可是当我们这样想的时候就容易焦虑，我们总觉得时间太少了，事情太多了，然后很难专注，怎么才能更好的使用时间不去焦虑？感恩你。 Time is Krishna, but we cannot control time. But we can control the way how to use time.But when I try to control the way of using time, I will very easy to be nervous because I always feel that time is so limited, so many things needed to do. And then I will difficult for me to be concentrate on anything. So how to use time effectively and avoid the...upset or nervous.
Yeah, try to Krishna's time, so there's no shortage of time. Krishna's unlimited. So this is, you know, our condition. So just keep trying to utilize whatever time we have, that we're keeping Krishna as the goal of whatever we do. We're doing this for Krishna.
Krishna 就是时间，所以呢，我们只是努力的练习着，在有效使用时间的时候，总是想着所有这些事情都是为 Krishna 而做的。
All right.
好，可以吗
？Okay, I have to
get Krishna.
Okay, thank you.
I have to travel to docking today.
因为。Maharaj 要去旅行的，所以我们就不能再继续回答问题。Hare Krishna, 好，我们这个问题留到下次，可以吗？ Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your Hare Krishna. Will everything get on with your train trip? Hare Krishna. 好，那好，春彩之音福利员聆听，今天讲课就到这里结束。感恩您的聆听和提问 ，Hare Krishna。